We are the Glamp Queens.
We're just two classic gals who enjoy spending time in nature while keeping the comforts of home.
Whether you're a pro, a total newbie, or just tagging along for the ride,
grab a glass of wine and join us by the campfire
as we explore the world of all things camping.
Hey, Glamp Queens.
Hey.
So it's April, and April 22nd is Earth Day. Hello, Mother Nature.
Yeah.
And which is why today we want to talk all about Leave No Trace and making April all about conservation, practicing Leave No Trace, and working towards lowering our waste, both at home and on the campground.
Yeah. Actually, this past weekend, we tried to lower our waste. And quite frankly, it is way harder than it seems. I mean, we did some of the basic things. We brought like a recycling bag, and we weren't trying to bring any additional like plastic, packaged food, anything like that. So it was, we definitely had way more struggle like with meal prepping than I think we initially thought. But we're getting there. We got this. And actually, this one was really fun. This particular campsite that we went to, it was in Cooper Lake State Park. And it was actually really fun because it was a hike-in or like walk-in type campground, which was really exciting. So we actually, instead of just parking our car and like car camping, we actually had to like kind of, I won't say backpack it in, but definitely it was like, what, probably...
Haul it in.
Yeah, we had to haul it in a little bit. It was probably like, what, 90 to 100 yards in?
Maybe, yeah, just
in,
about that.
Yeah.
To walk in from the parking lot. And the thing that Sean and I definitely realized right off the bat is that we are not prepared for hiking camping. We are definitely have been focused on car camping because all of our gear is so heavy.
Yes.
Which is definitely something we are talking about. Okay, what changes can we make moving forward because our gear is definitely heavy. And we liked the hike-in campground, actually. We liked it because it was a little bit further from the road.
Oh,
there
yeah.
were cars going by. You didn't hear cars doors, you know, closing in the morning or lights and everything. So it was a lot more peaceful back there. And we just need to make some tweaks on our gear. Another thing that happened was since we have been camping in the Jeep, we didn't realize that this was going to be a hike-in campground. For some reason, we missed that. And normally, we've been camping in our Jeep, so we don't typically bring a tent. So at first, we were like, oh no, we're just going to have to sleep in a parking lot, which would suck.
Oh yeah.
But just so happens, Sean brought an extra tent, which he's never done before. He just brought a spare tent.
Oh my gosh.
So luckily we had our little two-man tent that opens up completely, and it's all just screen above us, so we were able to like sleep nice in there and just wake up to the lake, and it was
really nice, actually. Just everything like chirping.
Oh, it was so
but,
nice.
Yeah, girl, I think when we so of course, you know, you guys probably know already, like, so Sarah and Sean and Robert and I love to go camping together. It's like this is really why we started the podcast, is because quite frankly, we share so many experiences together. So why not just talk about it, right?
Why not?
And this was definitely one of those times where, so I think it was Sean did the booking, and y'all are in your tent. Y'all are in your Jeep.
It looked like on the site, it looked like you could drive in.
Yeah, it looked like on the map.
It didn't say you had to walk in, didn't say anything like that. And so we were like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
it worked out.
It worked out really well. Like, thank goodness Sean brought the little tent for you guys. Like, I don't know how he managed to, like,
I don't know how.
That.
He
that
just apparently
amazing.
Brought it. It's like a last minute thing. It was our tiny little two-man that folds up really small. And I was like, yes, get it. You Boy Scout. Thinking about everything. And what was probably a good thing is that I did have to de-glamp a little bit from the queen. It became more of a camper than a glamper for this one because we didn't bring ThermoRest because we weren't prepared. We weren't planning on
tent camping. Yeah, you didn't bring your sleep pad.
So we did sleep on the actual ground, which I at first was like, oh no, I'm going to be so uncomfortable. I'm going to be cold.
Oh, yeah.
It got down to like, I don't know, not that cold, but it was a little chilly.
Like 50s? Like mid-50s?
40s or something 50s, like that.
40s.
And it was a little bit, so I was like, oh no, I'm going to be cold. I'm going to be uncomfortable. I'm going to be rolling around. Y'all, I had the best sleep ever. I slept so well. I couldn't believe it. Just like on the flat ground with a blanket and a sleeping bag. I was good.
Well, now we're going to have to go back to our previous Princess and the Pea episode.
This princess is, she's becoming more of a, well, I guess more of a queen than camp queen than a glamp camp princess. I don't know. But it was good. I feel like I became a little bit closer to nature.
Speaking of nature, I think that's honestly why we want to do this particular episode is because we're glamp queens. We love Mother Nature.
Yes.
So we want to also protect the nature and just really, like, you know,
make sure that it's here for everyone after us. Yeah. And all our future glamp queens and kings. We want to make sure that it still is beautiful for all of them.
Yeah. Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you. And what Leave No Trace is that it's a set of ethics and actions promoting conservation in the outdoors. So it really is a few steps, practices, ways of thinking, ways of planning to really take into consideration Mother Nature and your impact on nature. So a lot of really good stuff that we're going to cover in this episode, some kind of where to start if you are brand new to the whole Leave No Trace way of thinking and camping. This is going to be a really good starter kit for you to get going on your journey to having Leave No Trace.
But we are still learning, and so one of the things that we're trying to work towards personally, and just like whether it's like Sarah said, at the campsite or in our home, we are trying to figure out ways of actually getting better at recycling, getting better at really not making as much waste in the first place. So
definitely. And for any of our listeners out there who are maybe still in lockdown, maybe you're living in a different state that the parks haven't opened up, y'all, we're still in a pandemic. It's the fact. There are a lot of things that you can start doing to practice low-waste living in your home. It is a little bit challenging to get started. I tried grocery shopping today without trying to buy any plastic, and that was very difficult. Very difficult, but there are a lot of really good things that you can start doing in your home right away, like recycling, washing out old jars, you know, reusing them, lots of different ways you can do it, using less paper towels and using reusable washcloths, different things like that. So look into low waste living, zero waste living. There's a lot out there. Some people go super extreme, but I definitely think that you can just start implementing those things in your home if this is something that you want to start doing, and maybe you're still stuck at home and can't really go out into nature and practice the Leave No Trace, you can definitely start practicing Leave No Trace just in your daily life. So definitely check that stuff out.
All right, so let's get started. Today we wanted to really talk about the 7 principles of Leave No Trace set by the Center of Outdoor Ethics. So we're going to start with 1, plan ahead. We want to plan ahead, and so we want to consider your impact on the area. What you really want to plan ahead for is how you're going to be disposing your waste and your garbage. So for instance, like with this past weekend, one of the things that we actually brought this time was a recycling bag, one of the blue recycling bags, and it was super helpful just to have because a lot of this waste that we make is cans and wine bottles. The truth comes out. We go camping to drink wine. But y'all knew that. And so, but that's one of the things that we're really conscious of. And so that's one of the things that we wanted to bring for us planning ahead. Mm-hmm. And also just like shopping smart, you know, what we've talked about in the past, how to like prep for what you're buying. So like planning your gear, and not just planning your gear, but in this case, when you're thinking about planning ahead for a trip, you're really thinking about like maybe more like meal prep style, like what types of things are you going to do in order to kind of eliminate some of that plastic food waste. I know that. So even with s'mores, I mean, think about all the packaging that comes with s'mores.
Marshmallows,
you got marshmallows and chocolate, and all of that's covered in plastic. And so that's one of the things that we're trying to eliminate. Now, how do you go about making s'mores without plastic? I'm not sure yet, but
we're going to work on that.
We're going to work on that.
Another thing to consider is your impact on the area. Planning ahead in terms of knowing where you're going to be going. So if you're state park camping, then you might have access to trash cans and dumpsters where you can dispose of your waste. You'll have access to bathrooms. But if you're overlanding or if you're backpacking, you're not going to have that type of thing. So take into consideration the type of camping, where you're going to be camping. Are you going to have access to those locations to dispose of the waste? Do you need to pack it out? Do you need to bring the right type of gear to take care of that waste? And your impact on the area with, you know, fire pits, making sure that you're not going to be making too much of an impact using your fire pit. One thing that did happen last weekend that we noticed at the campground, it was kind of disgusting actually, is that I don't know if it was one person or several people, but the campground literally had probably a dozen little piles
of ash.
Of ash and coal all over this beautiful campsite. I mean, this campsite had lakefront property, y'all. It was lakefront, like right there. You can touch the water. It was a gorgeous campsite. But these ash piles were everywhere, and it was just so gross and disgusting, and it's bad for the environment, and it's also kind of a hazard in some ways. So y'all, don't just dump out your ash. You do need to take care of that. Pack it out. You can also, you can bury it in some cases, depending on where you are. It does need to be about 2 feet down, but we normally just pack it out and take care of it at home and dispose of it in another location.
Well, and one of the things is just like when you're thinking about planning ahead of like, are you going to be bringing ashes with you back out? Are you going to be throwing them away somewhere? Bring a little shovel. That's a really
we
simple way.
Bring a shovel.
We bring a shovel, bring a trash bag, bring whatever you need to bring to, in order to actually pack it out.
Absolutely. All right. So number two is travel and camp on durable surfaces. Meaning stay on the trail, y'all. Don't go veering off trying to make a shortcut. Those trails are there for a reason. There's a lot of wildlife between the trails. So we want to protect those areas and just stay on the trail. Stay in your camping designated campground areas. If you are doing backcountry camping, check with the rules for the areas because they have those for a reason. They want you to be camping in certain places for a reason. So make sure to check out those rules.
And if you're new to camping, one of the really easy ways to figure out which space you're allowed to actually camp on or put your tent on is generally they're actually marked out by railroad ties or something like big, large wood planks. I know a lot of like state parks and national parks do that. Obviously, if you're, you know, a seasoned camper, you know this. But for those new campers out there, that's something that's just a very easy, like, hey, this is your campsite area. So just like stay on that spot and that will really help you like minimize your own waste.
Absolutely. And you can also check out one of our previous episodes about setting up your campsite. We do go over about the best places to set up your tent, looking at like the different ground and the space that you're going to be at. So if there aren't designated camp tent areas, you can definitely check out that episode. It'll go into much more detail about that.
And you're going to want to camp at least 200 feet from your water sources, so as such as your rivers, your lakes, to really avoid any sort of like contamination. If you have the water that's in your dirty dishes, like instead of throwing it out and immediately contaminating the lake, you know, keeping that closer inland is really going to be helpful.
Absolutely. And it can also help with not inhibiting wildlife from being able to get to the water sources. If you have your campsite right there, then the deer and the little critters, they may not feel safe getting down to the water, and you don't want them to go thirsty. So definitely camp a little bit further from the water sources. Another thing to keep in mind is dispensing your tents around the campsite in a way that will minimize the tread that you make on the campground. So, you know, maybe setting it up in a circle, not having anyone like too far off into the distance, the loners, you know, kind of have everybody compact and together so they can move around the campsite and not make such a big impact on where they're walking.
That's actually a really good tip because I know a lot of people do kind of want to have, especially if you're camping in groups, a lot of people do kind of want to like go off into the distance and maybe, you know, Is that awkward? But you know what? I'm going to say it. Yeah, I'm going to say it. I think that there are some people who want to like go out, which is totally cool.
Or maybe they snore.
Or maybe they snore.
Which may not be bad if they want to camp a little further out. Because I have one of our friends camped right next to us, who shall remain nameless. And they they snored like a bear.
Oh, gosh. Well, basically, what I'm trying to say is I think that that's actually a really good plan of just, like, keeping everybody together, eliminating some of that extra, you know, walking distance and treading on the environment. So that's actually a really good one.
Okay, so number three is dispose of waste properly. We kind of already talked about this a little earlier, but again, just making sure you're throwing away your trash, not leaving it all over the place. Y'all, again, this last weekend, this gorgeous campground, y'all, people were not throwing away their trash. Y'all, in this last weekend, there were bottle caps all over this campsite. There were old fishing lines with hooks and very sharp objects all over them on the ground where our little dogs or some kids could run over it. There were some dirty socks hanging over a tree.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, there were. There were
dirty socks that were fully dried out. I don't know how long they had been there. There were also ropes tied to the trees.
Yes.
Like way high in the trees. I don't know what they possibly hung that high.
It had to have been some type of like covering, some type of like a tent cover or something like that. But it was kind of outrageous,
and
honestly.
They didn't bother to cut the whole thing down. They clearly just like sliced it and they're just like, we'll just left it. I don't know. They didn't take care of it. They didn't throw it away. And so we actually did take the time to pick up all that trash. We Robert was the one who grabbed the socks. Thank you, Robert. Thank you for taking that one. But he got the socks off the tree. We had to stand. Robert's the tallest, so we tried standing on top of each other, and then we had to maneuver up to get the rope out of the tree because it was so high up there. But we got it down. We did get it down. We picked up trash off the ground, and I do encourage everyone to do that when you are camping. Pick up trash, like my mama always told me, leave it better than you found it.
Well, actually, that's a Girl Scout thing.
Well, she was a Girl Scout, so that makes sense.
That makes total sense. No, that was actually what I was just about to say, is definitely leave the place better than you found it. So if, say, for instance, you go and you see something, don't just be a bystander. Do something about it. Pick it up. And even if it's not yours, you're saving the environment. Absolutely. So this is good. This All right. is a good thing. So
number four is leave what you found, which we kind of just talked about is leaving it better than you found it.
But what this is specifically talking about is making sure that you do not take nature with you.
Yes, yes.
Yes. So take the trash, leave the nature. That's what number four is all about.
And there are some reasons for this. You know, it is part of an ecosystem, and if every single person who went in there took a part of that plant, then that plant would probably not survive very long.
Y'all, they have really beautiful cactuses, and I know it's super tempting to want to just like
Don't do it. Big Ben does have a problem with that.
Oh.
Happening.
A lot
people
of the
stealing
places.
Plants because they have beautiful like agave and cacti and like all these gorgeous plants out there that are very hip and in style right now.
Yes.
People are digging them up.
Yes, because it's trending.
Yes. So what of the trend? Leave the cacti. Save the cacti. That's what I have to say.
Oh my gosh, that should be on a shirt.
That should be on a shirt. Leave the cacti. Save the cacti.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, so number five is minimize campfire impact. Y'all, we did talk about this a second ago.
Oh, yeah.
Is the ash situation that we had a second ago. Like we said, you can bury it. We also want to make sure, you know, where you place your fire ring or where you put your campfire is in an appropriate spot, preferably over, you know, something that is not flammable, obviously, you know, more dirt situations, taking that into consideration.
Well, and actually, speaking of flammable situations, y'all, fires can lead to larger fires.
What?
I know, big concept, right? But for real.
Sparks flying.
Sparks fly. And we don't want those sparks to fly. So if you can, you can put out your fires with water before you leave. And so you actually don't end up causing any sort of wildfire, because that is something that is also a problem, especially in the California area.
Definitely. And we want to just make sure that, you know, if you're going to go on a hike, if you're going to go to bed, make sure that there are no little embers still going, no little golden ones still aflame in your campfire. Make sure it's completely out. Put dirt on it if you have to. Put water on it. Just make sure. And if you want to learn more about the wildfire, you know, hazards and all about that, you can check out our other episode about the California wildfires that happened this last year. That was crazy, y'all. So check out that episode about wildfires, and that will definitely persuade you to not want to leave your campfire going, because wildfires are bad.
Yeah.
And you're out of control.
Yeah. And you can never be too careful. So definitely minimize your campfire impact for sure. So next, we want to respect the wildlife. Now, y'all, I feel like this is one of those things that we should just know, and I'm sure y'all know already. Don't touch the wildlife. If you see a cute little baby bunny, make sure you don't touch it. Leave it so then the mom can come back and give it all the love. You know, don't pick up baby birds and things like that. You may think that you're perhaps saving an injured animal or something like that, but really you really do want to make sure you are trained for that. There are some animal services out there. If there is a hurt animal, you can call them. And so that's something that we can put in our show notes for you guys. But there are actual services out there for animals. There is a story floating around, and I haven't done my research on this yet. It's so hearsay. But apparently in Glacier National Park, some tourists found a hurt, or what they considered a hurt or lost bison. Yes, a bison. Bisons are incredibly large animals, but apparently did take a bison in order to, I guess, help it like get back to health. They loaded it into their car or truck or whatever it was. And yeah, so again, hearsay, but don't take a bison. And don't be that person.
They took
person.
A baby bison? What were they going to do with it? What was the plan? Again. Take it to the animal shelter? What are they going to do with a bison?
I don't know.
They're taking cats.
Apparently they ended up, the animal services found that they had taken the bison, and then they couldn't put the bison back in the herd. So I know that sounds like a very extreme thing, but it's an example that like really hit home with me. Like, I don't know how you can do that or have that thought in the first place. But if you see animals, or if you see that there is some type of hurt animal, call the park ranger. Find out from that park, or even if you're not at a park, say you are on public land or something like that, call a local animal service and find out from them like what they think is the right method about going about helping the animal, because you may not actually be helping the animal, you may be making it worse for them.
Definitely. And another thing to remember is that you are in their territory. You're in these animals' territory. Yeah. And, you know, they might be cute. I love animals, but they do need to be respected. And I think like most people do know that. You know, appreciate them from afar and give them their space, and you should be good.
Yeah. And if you want to take a photo with an animal, don't feed it. Maybe just like turn around and be like, hey, selfie. But like from far away, so then nothing bad happens to you either. Because the thing is, we don't want anything to happen to you guys, because y'all are our girls. Y'all are our glamp queens. And so like, even if it may be like the perfect photo op, try not to like...
Don't take the selfie with the bison.
Yeah. Those things can like literally run into cars. They can total a car. It's insane. So yeah, just be considerate of the animals. And then this actually leads us into number 7, be considerate of other visitors.
Absolutely. Keep in mind, you know, your volume. I feel like that's pretty obvious for most of our listeners, but keep in mind your volume, you know, what you're doing out there. If other people are going to be around, you know, just respect them. They are also wanting to spend time with nature. You don't want to ruin it for everybody. And then also, yeah,
with music,
you know, with music, which I feel like music isn't bad on certain volumes, but you know, just keep in mind, you know, your environment and the impact that you're having on it. And also the people are going to be staying there after your gone, which kind of wraps up everything from what we just said. You know, don't leave trash. Consider also your dog's impact. Y'all know that we love to camp with our dog. So just keep in mind that, yes, they are an animal. They're super domesticated and can be argued to be more of a person than an animal half the time, but they are an animal and they aren't part of that environment. So take into consideration your dog's impact and maybe, you know, picking up and after them and leaving no trace for your dog also. Okay, but you know what? Our final thing that we do want to say is, you got this, girl. You totally got this. And if this is the first, you know, time that you are really going to start making a real effort to do Leave No Trace, and you're really going to dedicate to doing this the right way, then, you know, don't get overwhelmed. It can be a lot, but you know what? Every little action does go a long way.
It absolutely does.
Everything you do, even if you're just doing one of the things on this list of seven, that's going a long way. And I really applaud all of you who are already trying to make these actions into habits and, you know, trying to do better about recycling and, you know, doing your part for Mother Earth. Like, you go, girl. You got this. And just remember, like, don't get discouraged. We're all on a journey here to get better about this.
Yes. And just to, like, summarize a little bit of how you can reduce waste and eliminate some of the additional burden that we place as humans on the environment, cut back on your plastic. Maybe start recycling. So if you get those wine bottles and those beer cans, like we normally
It is National Beer Day when we're recording this.
Oh my God,
today
is it really?
Today is National Beer Day.
Oh, why didn't we have a beer? Oh, that would have been...
I don't really keep beer around.
Yeah, neither do I. But still, that would have been fun. But anyways, yeah, so just eliminate some of that waste by like either recycling, eliminating some of the actual products that you're buying. Make sure they're not covered in plastic. Pick up after yourself. Pick up after others. Pick up after your dog. So it's okay. Like, honestly, some of these things, although they all, a lot of these things you're very familiar with. So especially if you're getting into like the low waste, no waste lifestyle, it can be difficult. Honestly, I think that that's what we're seeing right now. It is tougher than it sounds. And tougher than it's actually made to look, but
it is. And y'all, because I'm getting really passionate about this, especially since, like, you know, I don't know, I just love this topic that we're doing for April with like Mother Earth and like just taking care of it and doing the low waste. I love this topic. I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited to implement it in our home, but y'all, I'm realizing it's a lot harder than I thought it would be. I thought it would just be like, you know, some quick little simple like, you know, trade overs in the way I'm shopping. But I mean, it's a little challenging. So if any of you out there are experts at this or know some tricks, know some hacks, some ways to really start implementing this into your life, whether when you're camping, if you're at home, just let us know. I want to hear from you. I want to know for this because I'm trying right now. And if also you're getting into this right now, let me know, girl. We can like try it out together and hopefully figure out how to do this zero waste thing together, because I'm determined.
Y'all,
I'm
Sarah determined. Is so passionate about this topic right now. I just want y'all to know, like, I know that obviously, like, this is a podcast. You can't see Sarah's face right now, but she's like red in the face of like
excited.
Smiles.
I'm passionate
about this. Like, she's so smiley right now and giggly because she's like, oh my gosh. And literally every day I get a text message or a phone call and I'm like, so what's the new thing going on right now? Like, what's happening? And she's like, Katie, I just found these really cool like recyclable bags or whatever it is. Like,
they make zero waste laundry detergent. I didn't know that was a thing. And they also make bar dish soap, which I don't know how that would work.
But
hey, you know what?
We're gonna have a whole world. It's a whole new world out there.
Whole new world.
But it's kind of cool though. Yes. I'm not gonna lie.
No, this is really cool. It's a really fun topic for us. It's something that we're really like discovering and trying out ourselves. So if you do have any tips, hit us up. You know how to find us. It's gonna be go to www.glampqueens.com/contact because that's where our contact page is. And y'all, we love to hear messages. So send us a message on Instagram. Yeah, no. So our handle is at Glamp Queens, and that's GlampQueens.
Did you spell that right?
I think I did.
I had to think about that for a second. No, and the fun thing too about this topic is that, like, you know, even if you just do one thing, it's going to go so far. So it's encouraging. And, but yeah, this is exciting. So stay tuned. We're going to keep talking about this during the spring. So stay tuned, you guys.
Yeah.
All right. I think that wraps it up.